Natural gas producers have a choice of ways to get their resource to market as of this morning. The Denali pipeline began its open season, the 90 days when potential users can make long-term commitments to the project. Dave McDowell, Denali's spokesman, says those who respond to the offer show they are willing to buy capacity on the line.
The project itself is in the neighborhood of $35 billion in terms of capital cost. We've spent, up to this point, $140 million of our owner's money, along with, I think it's probably over 670,000 man-hours now to get here. And all that work has resulted in what we believe is a high-quality cost estimate and a commercial offer for our customers.
The Denali line goes up against the TransCanada Exxon pipeline project, which is working with support from the state under a license approved by the legislature. The two projects are very similar. Both will feed into North American gas supplies at the Alberta Hub in Canada. The TransCanada project's cost is estimated to be between $32 and $42 billion. And while TransCanada's projected tariff for delivery to Alberta is between $2.80 and $3.50, McDowell says the Denali project is expecting a tariff of $2.65. Also, there is a federal loan guarantee available to whichever project gets final federal approval. However, there are differences between the two. TransCanada carries a state-offered freeze on state taxes for those who respond to the initial open season. Also different is Denali's absence of an alternate route to Valdez, where natural gas could be liquefied for export. But McDowell says such an option is not off the table completely.
We've focused on a large diameter, high pressure natural gas pipeline that goes from Prudhoe Bay, down to, along the Taps Corridor to Delta Junction, and then heads down the Alaska-Canada Highway. Now, while we've not included an LNG option in our offer, we would certainly consider reviewing that if our customers ask us to.
State Gas Line Coordinator Mark Myers was on APRN's Talk of Alaska this morning. He sees the Valdez option as important.
There's an open season now for 3 billion cubic feet per day, 48-inch pipeline, and processing, upstream processing to Valdez. So the one thing AGEA does differently is it honors the concerns and the needs and checks the viability of an LNG project. So there's full, competitive, compatible, credible open season for an LNG project.
The Denali project is owned by ConocoPhillips and BP. McDowell says BP's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has not changed the pipeline's plans, saying the open season will continue for the next 3 months. He says the next step will depend on how the market responds to the open season.